Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. Ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lilladhina ahsanu fi hadhihi ad-dunya hasanah wa la darul akhirati khair wa la ni'ma darul muttaqin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Respected listeners, we have now started the new Islamic month, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And in this month, the famous opinion is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. And in this month, normally we are reminded over and over again regarding the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding what it means to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how to show our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reality is that we all know that merely saying that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we honor and respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not enough. Our actions should be in accordance with our claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means that our life should be according to the sunnah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person claims to love something or someone, then the real reason behind that love is the knowledge a person has regarding that thing or that person. So this is another thing which we need to ask ourselves about and reflect regarding the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that how much of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do I know? How much effort am I making to increase my knowledge regarding the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then how much am I implementing the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my life? And when we take account and stock of these questions, then we will come to realize that we are not fulfilling the right of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the right of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he orders the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people and to tell the believers, that say that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the only way to acquire the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, meaning follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you do this, then in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and he will forgive your sins. So the only way to acquire the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to learn the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we learn the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much sacrifice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for me and you, so that the deen could reach us. And it is because of those sacrifices that today we have the deen and we have iman. Alhamdulillah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, many people were waiting for the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, the believers were overjoyed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was arriving. But there were many other individuals who were not Muslims, people of other faiths, that were also waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to see the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to see whether this individual matches the prophecies found in their books. And one of those individuals was Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, in the riwayat of Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, the people flocked towards him. وَقِيلَ قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And people were saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, is here. The messenger of Allah is here. So he says, فَجِئْتُ فِي النَّاسِ لِأَنْظُرْ. I came amongst the people as well to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجْهَهُ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ. Allahu Akbar. He says that when my eyes fell on the Mubarak face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I instantly realized that this face is not the face of a liar. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time was a Jewish rabbi. So at that time he had not accepted Islam, and this was the first time he was seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was very sincere, and that's why when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, straight away he acknowledged that this person is not the liar. This person is the same person regarding whom the Torah and the Injil have prophesied and mentioned. So he says, فَكَانَ أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ سَمِعْتُهُ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ أَنْ قَالَ. That one of the first things that I heard him saying, meaning these were the first teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came to Medina Munawwara. So when he came to Medina Munawwara, a new place, and the people have gathered, at that time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to give some very important advices. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? The first thing that Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard from him, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas. He said, O people. So he was addressing all the people, because they were Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone was around. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam. The first thing that he said is, O people, spread peace. Spread salam. Spread salam does not only mean say assalamu alaykum to each other. Yes, that is also a teaching of Islam. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions regarding salam that afshu salam abaynakum, that spread salam between amongst you. And in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's also mentioned that if you spread salam, and if you say assalamu alaikum to each other, and you spread this greeting of Islam, then this will create a love and unity between you. So this is one of the first things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he migrated to Medina Munawwara. Afshu salam. And the Quran also mentions this, وَإِذَا عُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا وَرُدُّوهَا. That when someone gives you salam, that when you return the salam, then give a salam which is equal or better. Meaning if someone says assalamu alaikum to you, then the minimum that you should say is wa alaikum assalam. But it's better to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And if someone says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, the full salam, then your reply should be a full salam as well. This is the teachings of the Quran. So when you reply, you should say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So spread salam and spread peace between you. The first thing. The second thing that Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala who says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed people. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, feed. Feed people is normally translated over here. The scholars have mentioned that feeding the animals is also included. Any living creature, and a person will be rewarded for that. So make the habit of feeding. Because again, spreading salam and feeding, these two things will create a love, a unity, a bond between the people. So this is the second teaching. And alhamdulillah, these are very simple, easy things that we can bring into our lives. These are the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is wasilul arham, that joint ties with your relatives, arham, those who are related to you. Joint ties with them. Don't break ties. And even if someone has broken ties with you, then try your best to join and make up with that person. And this is something which unfortunately we are very behind in. That when it comes to our relatives, our blood relatives, for small things, we break off ties with them. And this is a thing from which the barakah goes away. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want barakah in your wealth, then the wazifa and the prescription for barakah in your wealth is silul arham, join ties with your relatives. Again, joining ties with your relatives, if your home is in order, then your street will be in order. If your street is in order, then your community will be in order. If your community is in order, then your town and cities will be in order. And people will be united at heart. But we have to start from our own homes. Our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our siblings, our children. These are our blood relatives, our uncles, our aunts. So we have to try our best to bring the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that it's not permissible for a believer to break off ties for more than 3 days. Which means that when there is a dispute and a disagreement, and sometimes these things happen, then you have 3 days to clear your mind. You know, this grudge, you don't carry it for the rest of your life. You have 3 days, yes, for 3 days you will be emotional. Yes, for 3 days you won't be able to think properly. You have 3 days. But after 3 days, now you have to move on. Now you have to clear your heart, you have to clean your heart. And when you clean your heart, now you have to go and say assalamu alaikum. And when you say assalamu alaikum and the brother or the sister responds, then alhamdulillah. If they do not respond, then you have carried out your responsibility to an extent. It doesn't mean that you stop here. It means that you can try again later. But at least you are not becoming someone who is going against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, that read salah, perform salah at night when the people are sleeping. Meaning wake up in the middle of the night and make a connection with your Creator. And especially now, alhamdulillah, in our country from now until summer, in the winter months, sunrise is very late. And the beginning of Fajr is also very late. So it's very easy, especially in the winter months, for us to wake up in the middle of the night or towards the end part of the night before Fajr Salah and spend some time in seclusion, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting your needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he descends in the middle of the night. Every night. يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا حِينَ بَقِيَ ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ الْآخِرِ, when the last third remains. فَيَقُولُ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes an announcement and he says, مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ, that who will call out to me so I can respond to him. مَنْ يَسْأَلُنِي فَأُعْطِيَهُ, that who will ask me so I can give something to him. مَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, and who will seek forgiveness from me so I can forgive him. So this is a special time, a special moment. In the three other things, the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned how we can create a bond and a connection with our community, with our people, and how can there can be cohesion between the Muslims and the believers. In this last thing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us about our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, that if you bring these four things into your life, then you will enter Jannah peacefully. And this is something that we all aspire for. We all want to enter Jannah peacefully, without any hisab, without any kitab. If we can bring these four teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, he is giving us the guarantee, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, meaning the rest of the Sharia will also come in place. And you will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it so that we truly love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again on the day of Friday and on other days as well, we should send abundant durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is another way to become closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daily a minimum of 300, the ulama have mentioned. On the day of Friday, if we can do 1,000, then alhamdulillah. And if we can increase even more, then even better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite all of us in Jannah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The brothers can please stand up and make the sufuf so the khutbah can start on time. Fill in the gaps. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار فقد روى الإمام أحمد والترمذي عن عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة انجفل الناس قبله وقيل قدم رسول الله فجئت في الناس لأنظر فلما تبينت وجهه عرفت أن وجهه ليس بوجه كذاب فكان أول شيء سمعته تكلم به أن قال يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام هذه عباد الله أبواب الفوز بالجنان فمن آمن وصبر وصابر وأمضى حياته في طريق السلام والإحسان فإن الجزاء من جنس العمل قال تعالى للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم، اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك وليا، واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the rows and fill in the gaps in front of you. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.